Okay, so this is our last shiur on the topic of mitzvos lav lehanas ninu. So two last parts of the sugya, which I want to cover. The first one for today is, basically the question is there a manda amar of mitzvos lehanas ninu? Right? The klal of mitzvos lav lehanas ninu is very famous. We definitely pask in that way. The question is this subject to a machlokas, or does everyone agree that mitzvos lav lehanas ninu? So what we're going to try to do right now is try to first go through evidence in Shas that maybe there is a manda amar mitzvos lehanas ninu. Perhaps there are certain amarayim who do hold mitzvos lehanas ninu. So we're going to try to map out who those shitos are. And then afterwards, once we have sufficiently proven or at least seen that there is evidence, is according to certain shitos, that there could be a manda amar mitzvos lehanas ninu. Then we're going to analyze, so what is the basis of the shita, right? Because once you understand, right, the manda amar, once you have the different approaches we've had to mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu, we're going to figure out, so what are each of those approaches going to do to explain the shita of mitzvahs lehanas ninu? But let's first get to the evidence of there being such a shita. So if you look at Gemara Chav Ches, right? So if I were to ask you straight up, if there's a potential amora who holds mitzvahs lehanas ninu, Ari, who do you say?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda, exactly. So if you go back to Rabbi Yehuda in the Shachar Atar in Chav Ches and Aleph, right, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, when it comes to at least at the beginning, right, the first stage of the Gemara, right, he says that when it comes to at least shofar shel shlamin, that lo yatsa. Right, and then in the second stage, right, when Rava says, wait a second, that should also apply to shofar shel ola, he ends up saying, both shofar shel shlamim and shofar shel ola, they're both lo yatsa. So again, Ari, what's the simplest interpretation of why you're lo yatsa in those cases? It's because when you write, you blow the shofar, you get hana from the mitzvah, and once you get hana from the mitzvah, you violate the iser hana, and therefore that's ma'akid the mitzvah, either midin mitzvah v'avavira, or midin, we're calling it self-protective mechanism, right? So on a simple level, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, right, at least, right, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds lo yatsa when it comes to shofar shel shlamim in the first stage, and both by shofar shel shlamim and by shofar shel ola in the second stage of the Gemara, the simple interpretation of that is mitzvos lehanas ninu. And then Rava, who says no, it's really yatsa because mitzvos lav lehanas ninu, sounds like Rav Yehuda, who is arguing and was saying lo yatsa is because he held mitzvos lehanas ninu. So that's just the simple interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, at least based on the beginning of the Gemara. But then there's a slight problem. The slight problem is that there is another statement by Rabbi Yehuda. Shalom, what is the other statement by Rabbi Yehuda later in the Gemara, which seems to pose a little bit of a problem? Exactly. Rabbi Yehuda says a little later in the Gemara, according to our gears in the Gemara, this is where we're going to get to in just a moment, according to our gears, it's Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shofar Shal Avodah Zarah Lo Yitaka, but Vimtaka Yatza. And why would it be Yotzei B'Dieved? Mitzvos Lav Lehanas Ninu. So this question is bothering a number of Rishonim. Like, wait a second. How can the same Rabbi Yehuda paskin Yatza by Avodah Zarah based on Mitzvos Lav Lehanas Ninu? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda the Shita who says Mitzvos Lehanas Ninu when it comes to Shofar Shal Hektish? So one answer to this question is going to basically confirm our earlier analysis. The Rabbi Yehuda really does hold the mitzvos lehanas ninu, right? And this answer is going to be in Tosos and one day in the Rashba. So again, Shalom, what would be the answer to say that, no, really, even lamaskana, Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvos lehanas ninu? So how do you deal with this problem of Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're yotzei b'dieved by Avodah Zarah? Well, if you just look at Tosos, exactly. Right, one group of Rishonim changes the girsa. If you look at Tosos, Diramaskal Amr of Yehuda, right? David, you see it? Tosos Diramaskal Amr of Yehuda is the second Tosos. And read the first couple of lines, if you don't mind. Right, so the right Diramaskal is saying, right? Rav Yehuda says, you're Yotze B'dieved. Sounds like mitzvos. Lovely, Hanas Tanu.
Tamo, Maishnal Mishlomim, and the Loyotze, Mishuk Mitzvah's line is.
Lay Hanas Tanu. Wait a minute. Rav Yehuda, you're the person who held mitzvos lehanas ninu. You pay careful attention to Tosos, right? Mitzvos lehanas ninu. So how can you, Rav Yehuda, if you're by, when it comes to shofar shel hektish, you're clearly the manda amar mitzvos lehanas ninu. So why are you paskining here yatsa based on mitzvos lehanas ninu? So what's Tosos' answer?
Rabbi Yehuda goes hocho.
Huh?
Hacha Rav.
Exactly. So, according to Tosos, quoting the Rach, there's a different Girsa. That really, the later statement that you're Yotze B'diyeve by Avodah Zarah, that must be Rava. So therefore, according to Tosos, and we also had this in the second day of the Rashba. You have the Rashba here? You have the Rashba here, right? The Rashba, again, asks the same question, the steer between the two statements of Rav Yehuda. And the second day of the Rashba, again, is like Tosos, to change the Girsa. Right? And if you change the Girsa, you're basically saying that really, Rav Yehuda holds what? Mitzvos. Leonisinu. Right? So again, this Tosfos and the second day of the Rashba are going to confirm, right, that Rav Yehuda really holds mitzvos lehanasnenu, and therefore that's why you're not yotze by shofar shel hekdesh. Oh, the statement of Avodah Zarah that you're yotze b'dieved, that's a different shita. That is Rava. So let's quickly see the Rashba, because the Rashba has an important lashon. Oh, so again, this is Dira Maschal Hachi Garcinan. So again, we'll just ask the question. Yeah, go for it, Shalom.
So,
and it's Amar Rav Yehuda.
Yeah, Amar Yehuda.
Very interesting lashon, right? Rashba saying it's clear that mitzvahs lehanas nenu, that the basis of that psak that you're lo yatsa when it comes to shofar shel hekdesh is clearly mitzvahs lehanas nenu. So how is Rav Yehuda saying this? So we'll come back to the first day later. But you see, skip to the end of Yesh Gorsen Hacha.
Yesh Gorsen Hacha, Amar Rava.
Oh, really? It's Amar Rava. Exactly. So Rava Lishitasa holds mitzvahs loudly on us. But here, this is the key for us. So the Rasha is Mefurish. That one, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is mitzvos lehanas nenu. Right? So the first Amora that we see, at least according to, you know, Tosos and the second day of the Rashba, who holds mitzvos lehanas nenu, is Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara. So again, so the first potential Amora who holds mitzvos lehanas nenu is Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara, at least according to certain Shitos who are willing to change the later Girsa in the Gemara to Rabba. So that is the first Shita in the Moraim who holds mitzvos lehanas nenu. Now let's go to the other Amoram, and then we'll analyze the Shita afterward. So the other potential Amora comes up in Chulin Peitas Amidah. Do you have the Stephen? Would you mind? Okay, this is the Gemara discussing performing Kisui Adam with Afar / Efer of an Irani Dachas, which is Asur Ba'na. Go for it.
So the Gemara says Mechasim be'Afar Irani Dachas. So you can do Kisui Adam with the dirt. Ve'amai Isri Anahu. The dirt is Asur Ba'anah, because the ash, because you bring
exactly.
The Isur Ba'anah.
Exactly. So at this point, it's assuming it's Efer. So it's Asur Ba'anah. So how can you do a mitzvah with it? So Amar Ziri,
lo mitzvah el afara. Dechsev ve'yiz kol shvala tikbots el toch rechova v'sarafta. Mishein mechusar el kvitza v'sreifa. Yatzeze asher mechusar tlisha kvitza v'sreifa.
So what is the Iris in essence? What is his answer? It's really talking about afar. And afar, so why can you do it with afar?
Because the afar,
right, is not subject to the chi of sreifa and the isra hana, right? The only parts of the irani dachas which are subject to sreifa and are asur barna is when they're not, you know, a mechuber to the karka, right? That's the drasha, right? Mishenu mechuser el kvitza, where you just need to gather it up. Yatazesh mechuser tlisha kvitza sreifa. Not only do you need to gather it up and burn it, you also need to be tolish it. So Ziri is saying the only reason why you can use the afar, which you right, the afar of the Yoni Dachos for the mitzvah, is because this particular afar is not Asur Ba'anah. Yeah. Mashma, that if it was Asur Ba'anah, would you be able to use it for the mitzvah? No. And then Rava comes along and goes, what are you talking about? Because Rava says, mitzvah's lovely honest in you, because Rava says mitzvah's lovely honest in you, therefore even when it comes to the Efer, even Efer, which is Asur Ba'anah, can be used for the mitzvah, because mitzvah's lovely honest in you. So, in context, the pashtus of Ziri is that the Ziri holds what? Mitzvos? Lehanas nenu. And therefore, since mitzvos are lehanas nenu, therefore you can't use a chetzo, which is Asur Ba'anah. And therefore the Ziri has to go out of his way to explain that memra in the Gemara is specifically limited to afar, which is not subject to the Isur Hana. So again, so in addition to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Gemara, right, the pashtus of Ziri is also that Ze'iri holds mitzvos lehanos. So far we have two Amorot. But there's yet another Amorot, and that comes up in the Gemara in the Dharm. So the Gemara in the Dharm, again, Ari, would you mind? So again, the Gemara in the Dharm is basically wondering, basically, right, the Mishnah had said that you can make a neder on a mitzvah, right, a neder k'michal on a mitzvah, but a shavua cannot. And the Gemara is trying to understand what's the difference between Nedarim and Shavuos. In that context, right, the Gemara asks, right, there's again, Nedarim tezayinu beis. Exactly. What's the difference? Why is neder chal on mitzvos and shvua not? So Amar Baye.
Here's the formulation. Had Amar hana sukkalai, had Amar shvua shlo ehana min hasukka.
So Baye, so right? How does a Baye, right, formulate a neder on a mitzvah? Hana sukka, right? And then comes along Rava and says,
it can't be that you're getting hana from the mitzvah. Mitzvahs lahanas netnu. El Amar Rava, had Amar Yeshiva Sukkalai, had Amar Shavua Shalom Hashem Sukkah.
Exactly. So right. So the neder, the nusach of the neder can't be Hana Sukkah, claims Rava, because that doesn't capture the mitzvah. Because mitzvah lahanas netnu. Therefore, Rava changes it and not Hana Sukkah, but rather Yeshiva Sukkah. But again, if you go back to Abaye is clearly formulating the mitzvah in terms of Hana. So the pashas of the Gemara is that Abaye seems to hold mitzvos le'anos nenu. And therefore, if you're trying to make a neder on a mitzvah, you would describe it as the hana of the mitzvah. And not only does this seem to be the simple reading of the Gemara, there's a Rishon in Rosh Hashanah Chalches who explicates this analysis and says, yeah, the Beferish that Shitas Abaye in Nedarim is mitzvos le'anos nenu. Who is that Rishon? The Tosa Rosh. Right? Do you have the Tosa Rosh on you? The Tosa Rosh on... In our Gemara, Chav Chesam and Aleph, again, Dir Maskal Hamolder Hanam Mishofer, spells this out Beferish. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Adarim. And right after quoting the Gemara in Adarim, he quotes Abaye in Rava's different versions. And then it says, Desfir Leila Abaye. You have it, Shai?
Desfir Leila Abaye, the message I'm supposed
to. Oh. Right? So Tosa Rosh here explicitly states that Desfir Leila Abaye, mitzvos, Lehanos Nenu. Therefore, that's why Abaye Lishitoso thinks that the neder on a mitzvah is formulated in terms of hana. So far we've had right Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara, at least according to some Rishonim. We've had Ze'iri, which is the Pashas in Chulin, and then now we have Abaye in Dharm, all seemingly holding mitzvahs like Hanos Nidu, and in certain cases even Rishonim spelling this out. It just happens to be fascinating. It's interesting. If you noticed, there's one Amora in each Gemara who says Mrs. Lalehanas. Who is it? Rava. Which is fascinating. It sounds like it's Rava's Chiddush. It sounds like it's Rava. In all cases, all these other Amorayim are holding Mitzvahs Lalehanas. Stop! Right? It's like the Pashtus, if you didn't know the Sugya. Right? And each time comes along Rava with his Bam Chiddush, Mitzvahs Lalehanas. Which is important because the fact that it's Rava each time, it sounds like he's the one who's mechadish this, but and each time his bar plukta is arguing and holding mitzvos lehanas nenu, and it comes along Rava with this bam chiddush of mitzvos la lehanas nenu, and that obviously carried the day. That's the way we paskin, but it's just important to know, given the fact that it's the same Rava each time, it sounds like that was his chiddush, but everyone who's arguing with him seems to agree that mitzvos lehanas nenu, which is like, you know. Once you realize that, it's like, oh, okay, that seems significant. Oh. So that is, so far, the evidence in, you know, pointing that you have prominent Amorayim who hold mitzvos lehanos nenu. But before we analyze what the basis of that shita would be, I'd like to just point out, but there are opposing indications that maybe would reject the possibility of such a shita. So let's look, there is one Gemara which seems to indicate that there is no such Mada Amar, and that everyone agrees to Mitzvah's Lav Lehanos Nenu. David, did you get to this? Do you know which Gemara seems to say that everyone agrees to Mitzvah's Lav Lehanos Nenu? Exactly, the Gemara in Erevin. So if you go back to the Gemara in Erevin, again, let's just, you know, do some background here, right? Again, so the Mishnah, Achavav, and Beis in Erevin, basically sets up this Machokis, that Rabbi Yehuda says you can even put an Erev Tchumim on a Kever, and the Rabbanan, by implication, say that you can't. So now the Gemara in Erevin, Laman Aleph. Laman Aleph is going to explain, so what is this Machlokes Tanaim? Why is it the Rav Yehuda says you could put the Eretz Chumim on the Kever? Right? Well, the Rabbanan say that you can't. And it's very important when the, right, as the Gemara discusses this machlokes, there are a couple of lines where the Gemara seems to say that everyone agrees to mitzvahs l'halei hanasnut, which is obviously important for us. So again, if we're trying to figure out whether there exists a shita of mitzvahs l'halei hanasnut, a Gemara which says that no one says such a thing is obviously very important. So let's see the Gemara inside. Dov, what do you mind? So go for it.
Why did the Rabbanon say it's also? Because Savri also are liknei spaces.
Right, so they hold that a kever is asurbana. Seems very straightforward. The Gemara says it's such a. Whenever the hesber for one day and a machlokas is so posh, the Gemara is going to say, okay. So what is the other sheet taking hold? So the Gemara says. You're saying the machlokas is whether a kever is asurbana. Everyone agrees that a kever is asurbana. So what's going on here? So what's the pshan of Rabbi Yehuda? So must be, the reviewer says, of course, kever is asurbana, but in the case where you're putting the Eretz Chumim to do a mitzvah, because mitzvah is lavay anas nenu, so you're not benefiting from the kever. So again, that's so pashut, right? So the Gemara now says,
Eloh adam ha-ro, mitzvah is lavay anas nenu. Oh, ma'ayke t'nai omer l'shmaite. Why didn't you say, v'shem t'nai if it's machlisten?
Meaning, like, lemak t'nai omer l'shmaite. Rabbo, who said just a blanket statement, mitzvah is lavay anas nenu, it sounds like that's l'kuli alma. You're now saying that what Rava's Shita Mitzvah Lavei Hanasnenu is Machlokes Tanaim? Hayitachin? Again, if you stop there, it sounds a lot like the Gemara saying that everyone agrees, all Tanaim agree, Mitzvah Lavei Hanasnenu. So Amlacha Rava, what does Rava tell you?
Amlacha Rava is who the Imar Ma'arjan, I will love Mitzvah, to Chuli Amma Mitzvah Lavei Hanasnenu.
So if the only case where you're allowed to put an Erev Tchumim is for a Dvar Mitzvah, then everyone agreed that it's Mutter, because key line for us, the kule alma mitzvos lavei hanasnenu. Right? If you're looking for evidence, we're going for evidence right now, which rejects such a possibility of mitzvos lavei hanasnenu. This Gemara seems to be. Gemara says with Erish, that kule alma mitzvos lavei hanasnenu. And therefore, Rabbi continues to say, oh, v'hacha v'hakim eflagi, what's the machlok? It's based on something else. And Marsavar, e ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah, Marsavar ma'arvin afil dvar rishus. Rabbi says, machlokas is basically whether you can have an eretz chumim for dvar rishus, and therefore that's the subject of the machlokas. But in a chanami, the Gemara is saying that if it was l'dvar mitzvah, l'kuli alma mitzvahs lavei hanasnenu. So at first glance, this Gemara seems to reject the possibility of such a shita of mitzvahs lavei hanasnenu, because it says, l'kuli alma mitzvahs lavei hanasnenu. Says Shalom.
Isn't that just Rava explaining quite the history?
Okay, good. Exactly. So the dichoy of this is to say that this is Dafka Lishitas Rava. And if you look very carefully, the Gemara is saying, according to Rava, is Rava going to admit that his Shita is a subject Machlokes Rishonim? So Machlokes Tanaim? So Amalekha Rava, Rava's going to tell you, no! Everyone agrees to me. The Machlokes is about something else. Exactly. Sometimes you have that where the Gemara is not saying that, objectively, kuli alma, that this is the case. It's saying that, right, within the shita of a particular Amora, right, that Amora said a blanket statement. That Amora must agree that everyone, that all time agree with him. Excellent. So the dichoy, right, the potential rejection of this, of this raya, right, would be to say that, no, the Gemara is just talking within the shita of Rava. But in a Hanami, it's not that objectively there are no Shitos who hold mitzvahs like Hanasnenu. This is Dafka L'Dami Rava. Okay, excellent Ta'ara. I was going to say that also. Good. So in terms of, like, it was potential counter evidence, right, against there being such a Mada Amr with this, be this Gemara in Erevin, pointing out it's not such a strong Raya because maybe it's Dafka within Shitos Rava. Oh. But we're going to see now that there is some, counter evidence within Rabbi Yehuda. There can be a group of Mefarshim, back to Rabbi Yehuda and Chavetz, who say that no, Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara, really holds mitzvos lav lehanasnenu, and it sounds like they're unwilling to admit that someone like Rabbi, that there would be an Amora who holds mitzvos lehanasnenu. So let's see where this comes from. So we pointed out before, again, in our Gemara, David, what's the indication that Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvos lav lehanasnenu? Yeah, what's the indication that Rabbi Yehuda holds mitzvahs lavei hanasnenu? Exactly, excellent. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Memra, at least according to our Gemara, which says that, right, it's asur lechatchila to use a shofar shel avodah zarah, b'yir yotzei b'diavad. And the pashas, the reason why you're yotzei b'diavad is because mitzvahs lavei hanasnenu. Right, so all the Rishonim are, right, a lot of Rishonim are bothered by the question is, wait a second, how are you going to square this Rabbi Yehuda with the earlier Rabbi Yehuda? So we're going to see that, So, remember we pointed out earlier, we saw the certain Rishonim, right, Tosfos quoting the Rach, so the Rash by the second day, who changed the Girsa, that maybe the second statement in the context of Avodah Zarah is not really Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's how you know, keep Rabbi Yehuda being Mitzvah Lehanos. We're going to see the Rif, again, we go to Tav Zayin Amad Aleph Adapi Rif, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, the Rif is going to quote this member about Avodah Zarah, B'Shem, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Right, none other than Rabbi Yehuda himself. So at least according to the Rif's version, right, the Rif clearly agrees with our gears of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is holding mitzvos while they honest anew. Right, he just says straight out, and Daf Zayin Daf Zayin Amad Aleph Daf Rif, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem B'shem Avodah Zarah Lo Yitaka, Vim Taka Yatsa. Now he doesn't just stop there. The mitzvos while they honest anew. So the Rif explicitly associates the Shita of mitzvos while they honest anew with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, great. But the question then is, so what are you going to do with the earlier Rabbi Yehuda? Right? So the other mahalach in the Rishonim, right? This is the Rashba's first data and the opinion at the Baal HaMor. So again, show that. But right, if Rabbi Yehuda really holds Mrs. Lavi Hanasinu, how do you explain why earlier he was saying Lo Yatza?
Because Rava is just clarifying what he meant.
Exactly. Basically, Rava, when he says Hadra Amar Rava, Zeb is that Lo Yatza, Zeb is that Yatza, because Mrs. Lavi Hanasinu, he's saying that B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. He's not arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. He's being mefarish that really, when Rabbi Yehuda said a statement, he really meant to say, or he really did say, Yatzah b'diavad, because mitzvos lav lehanasenu. So that is mahalach of the Baal HaMor on the spot, and the first daya in the Rashba. So again, it's important to note, according to the Baal HaMor, and the first daya in the Rashba, there is no such shita of mitzvos lehanasenu l'maskana. That is very important.
Can you explain how to read the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah?
So they're just saying that when Rava says, Hadr Amar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Yatza, Mitzvah Slav Yehanasinu, that's B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda.
As opposed to saying
that Rava's arguing Rabbi Yehuda. The Pasha of the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda holds Mitzvah Slav Yehanasinu.
And then Rava says,
Rava's arguing Mitzvah Slav Yehanasinu.
And then Rava changes his mind?
No, this is the side. This is already his second. I mean, first.
Who's the Hadr Amar? Who's speaking?
Well, it's still Rava. So the question is Rava, are you in Rabbi Yehuda? Or is Rava being Mefarish Rabbi Yehuda? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. Right? So this Baal HaMor on the first day in the Rashba are saying, no, they're being Mefarish Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, in the next line, says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you're Yotzeh because mitzvahs lav lehanas nenu.
Could it be the Hadar Amar Rabbi Yehuda?
It doesn't sound like, because it says Ola Amar Rava, and then it says Hadar Amar, it sounds like Rava.
Okay.
Right? So it sounds like it's going on Rava, but the Baal HaMor on the first day in the Rashba are saying, no, but that's not that Rav is not arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying pshat in Rabbi Yehuda.
You mean both times or just the second time?
Both times. They're both times. They're both times saying pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is going to say mitzvos lav lehanasenu by Avodah Zarah. So it's just important according to these shitos, according to the Baal HaMor, and the first day in the Rashba, right? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold mitzvos lehanasenu, right? Lemaskana, right? Lemaskana, according to them, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rava's psak of mitzvos lav lehanasenu. Okay. So again, that's the first group of Mefarshim who say Bedas Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda really holds mitzvahs lav lehanas nenu l'maskana. That's the Rashba, first Deah, and the Baal HaMor. There's also a prominent Achron who also says that pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, but again with the twist. L'shitas Ari, who's that other Achron who says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees mitzvahs lav lehanas nenu?
Sholmesh,
exactly, right? We've done this in the past when discussing the Sholmesh's general Shita, but it's important to repeat it again, because again, the Sholmesh is convinced that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to mitzvos lav lehanas nenu. And therefore he's going to suggest an alternative understanding. So, right, in the Habamina, right, sorry. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yatza by Shofar Shel Hekdesh, what is that based on? So the Sholmesh is going to have his own shot. So let's just, let's see it inside. Sorry, if you don't mind, let's do a little chazara about the Sholomesh's pshat in Mitzvah Lehanasinu is, right? And then we'll carry it over.
Ulti perish that, Shapir Amru, the Mitzvah Lehanasinu, Vahinu Kevan Shelo Ol Nitzain, Velola Hanos, Shuv Mikri Shelo Kaderchana San, Velika Isserman Hatzora, Rak Midrabanan.
Right, so what's the Sholomesh's? Bichirish, is that because the primary purpose of Mitzvahs is Le'ol, and the hana is just a byproduct. Therefore, any hana you get from a mitzvah is, he calls, shelo kederech hana. It's like your ones, right? You're forced into doing the mitzvah. Therefore, any hana you get is shelo kederech. Therefore, it's only aser midrabanan. And therefore, once the Isser Hana is along the Rabbanan, Pshita.
The mitzvah satara, doka Isser Rabbanan. Vezeboro, Odas.
Exactly, and therefore, your mitzvah da'araisa, let's say shofar or whatever, is going to be docha the Isser Hana midrabanan. That's his understanding. And therefore, he says, oh, that's Pshat the Baal Amor, and that's why the Baal Amor limits mitzvah la'dayanas to mitzvah da'araisa, because mitzvah da'araisa could be docha the Isser Drabanan, but he assumes that a mitzvah da'arabanan cannot. Yeah.
It's going to include even Hanas Agov?
He doesn't discuss it beferish, but bepashtas. We point that out, that it would. The Apache, so we discussed the other share. Oh, so we're going to skip that to Pshat and Baal Amor. Now he's going to say Ivra, see, that's the three dots.
Yeah. Ivra, Lefi, Masha, Shana, Yiksha, Al Kurchach, Mai Amar, Rava, Gavi Shofar, Sha'ola, De Yatza, De Mizuslava, Hanes, Nitnu, Aria, Mishna, Lamelech, Nitzafik, Sham, La Inyan, Meila, the Hektish, Imaal, Afish, Loka, Derech, Filatso, Lefi, Persa, Haich, Shark, Mitzvah, Lava, Hanes, Nitnu, Vikushi, Gedola.
So he's basically asking, he's like, wait a second. What, meaning, if the whole basis of Mrs. Lavehanas Nitnu is that Mrs. Lavehanas Nitnu knocks down the Isra Hana to a Durabanan, because Shaloka Derech Hana is only a Durabanan, he said it's not going to work by the realm of Hektish, where Hektish, the Isra Hana of Hektish is even Da'oraisa by Shaloka Derech Hana. So why is the Gemara introducing, applying Mrs. Lavehanas Nitnu as if this is like a classical application of Mrs. Lavehanas Nitnu? What are you talking about? The whole assumption of Mitzvah Lavehanas Nitnu is that the factor of Shaloka Derech Hana knocks it from a Doraisa to a Durabanan, but that clearly doesn't apply, or it possibly doesn't apply to the realm of Hektish. And he's going to, oh, the MS.
We've asked Yishlomar Shazet Ta'amo Shal Rabbi Huda De Svirle De Lo Yatza Optimistama Yisbor Mitzvah Lavehanas Nitnu.
Here's the key. Right? He says, maybe Hagufa is the Pshat in Rabbi Huda. Because he says, Mistama Yisra Mitzvah Slavli Hanas, you know, that's the key for our purposes, right? He says, Mistama Reb Yudah doesn't argue on the Klal of Mitzvah Slavli Hanas, you know? It seems like Shul Meshav assumes. Everyone holds Mitzvah Slavli Hanas, you know? No one's going to argue on that. So what is the Pshan Reb Yudah, the Shofar Shal Hekdesh, Lo Yatza? He says, it must be Gufa because of this. Lo Yatza because there is no, the factor of Shaloka Derech Hana doesn't knock it down to an Isra Jerobanan. Remains an Isra Daraisa, and therefore the Mitzvah Daraisa can't override the Isra Daraisa of being Nene from Hektish. So again, for our purposes, the Sholem Eshiv, right, in his own way, is saying that no, Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is Mitzvos Lav, is Mitzvos Lav Lehanas Nenu. Presumably he would say, and that's, he doesn't spell this out, but that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you're Yotze B'Diavet, because Mitzvah Lav Lehanas Nenu. Rabbi Yehuda holds lo yatzah when it comes to shofar shel hekdesh. That's different because Lishita C argues the Sholem Eshiv that mitzvah lavehanas nitnu is all based on the heter of shaloka derech hana knocking it down from daraisa to rabbanan. That's not going to apply to hekdesh. So, just to ensure, right, to keep everything in perspective, right, we've had two groups of mefarshim who are saying that Rabbi Yehuda really holds mitzvos lavehanas nitnu. Right, you have like the Riv, the Rashba, and the Baal Amor, right, who say that really Rabbi Yehuda holds the maskana mitzvos lavehanas nitnu, and that havamina was just a havamina, but we're closer from it. And Rava was saying that's not pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sholem Eshiv who says that really he holds right mitzvos lavehanas nitnu, and that's not even a havamina which is rejected. That's just a different din because hektish is not subject to mitzvos lavehanas nitnu because it's not subject to the heter of shalom derechana. Right. So basically, we spent significant time right. Pointing out whether there is such a shita of mitzvos lehanas nitnu. But within, now going back, right? So within the shitos, that right, within the evidence that there is an opinion of mitzvos lehanas nitnu, what's the pshat? Right? What's the pshat in mitzvos lehanas nitnu? So as you could expect, you really have to go through the different mahalchim of mitzvos lehanas nitnu, and then figure out what part of each of the mahalchim is the mandam or mitzvos lehanos are on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying? Awesome. Okay, let's go through it. That's a be a good chazara. And okay, so let's go through it. Within approach 1A, right? Remember, approach 1A basically says that right, the pshat in mitzvos la'dehanas nitnu is that the primary purpose of mitzvos is gzeras hamelech. The hana is only secondary, and therefore you don't violate isuri hana right with a secondary ma'isa hana. Right, ma'isa hana is only going to violate an isuri hana when that's the primary action that you're doing. That is approach 1A. So if you think about it, there are really two assumptions here, right? And if you want to figure out, if you want to try to figure out what the basis of the shita mitzvahs lehanas nitnu would be, is that there are two possibilities. So either the mitzvahs lehanas netnu shita would hold, would disagree with the first assumption. Right? The first assumption is that, right, hashkafically, right, the purpose of mitzvahs is not for hana. So the simplest, the literal interpretation of the manda amar mitzvahs lehanas netnu is to say no. They argue and say no. The hana, the schar, is part of the primary purpose of mitzvahs. Right, so one possibility is to say that the pshat of mitzvos lehanas netnu, according to approach 1a, is that literally mitzvos lehanas netnu, that the hana, that the schar, is part of the primary purpose of mitzvos. And it just hit me this morning, there is a very, very famous Mishnah, right, which seems to go along these lines. What's the famous Mishnah? I hinted to you. Yeah, what is it? Exactly right. You hear that, you start getting ready to answer Amen to a Kaddish, right? Right, is the last mission in Makos. It says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akashi Omer, Ratzel Kaddish Baruch Hu, right, Lezakos Es Yisrael. Right, Hashem wanted to give Zuchuyos to Kal Yisrael. Lefichach, therefore, Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvos. He gave them Torah Mitzvos. On a pshat level, what does it sound like? At least one of the purposes of giving Mitzvos to Kal Yisrael is to give them Zuchuyos. Sounds like Mitzvos. Lehanas netnu, that one of the primary purposes of giving mitzvos, of kiyum mitzvos, is to allow Klal Yisrael to get schar. So again, that would work out very nicely with this first version, that within approach 1a, one way to argue on approach 1a of mitzvos lehanas netnu is no, mitzvos lehanas netnu. One of the primary purposes of mitzvos is for Klal Yisrael to get hana. That'd be one way of understanding it. Right, so then according to this version, right, the machlok is to mitzvahs la dehanas denu. Mitzvahs lehanas denu is a really hashkafic idea of is the hana part of the primary purpose of mitzvahs, which would be the literal interpretation of mitzvahs la dehanas denu versus mitzvahs lehanas denu. The other possibility is that no, the machlok is really in the realm of yisuri hana. And to say that the manda amar mitzvahs lehanas denu really is really a misnomer, really agrees that the primary purpose of mitzvos is gzeras hamelach, and the hana is secondary. But remember, the second assumption of mitzvos lehanas netnu, according to approach 1a, is that you only violate yisuri hana if the hana is your primary purpose of your action. Maybe the manda amar mitzvos lehanas netnu argues that second assumption and says, no, you also violate yisuri hana if hana is the secondary purpose of your action. Right, so again, within approach 1a, right, that there are two assumptions to mitzvahs lehanas netnu. Number one is that the primary purpose is not hana. And assumption number two, that midine yisuri hana, you only violate yisuri hana with a primary purpose. So mitzvahs lehanas netnu can either knock off one of those assumptions. Either you say, no, really, hana is the primary purpose, along the lines of the pshat of, you know, along those lines, or you say, no, even if you agree that the primary purpose is gzeras hamelech, even so, you still violate yisuri hana with a secondary hana. That's within approach 1a. Now let's move on to approach 1b. Remember, approach 1b was that what? This is the grama idea. What's the grama idea? David, do you remember the grama idea of the ritva and the ran and sukkah? Exactly. It's too indirect. Exactly. Right? That you only violate yisuri hana when the chefza directly, like, at the same time, right away, immediately, gives you a no. But if it's too indirect, so then you don't violate the yisuri hana. So within that approach, the only way to explain the manda amar mitzvahs lehanas nenu is to say that it's arguing midina yisuri hana. To say that even grama is aser. Even when a chazah shel yisuri hana provides the person hana al yidei grama, that too is included in the isur hana. So again, according to that, right, since the whole Yisod of Mitzvahs Lehanas Netnu, according to 1b, is just like a pshat in Yisuri Hana, that has to be direct, then the Manda Amar Mitzvahs Lehanas Netnu would argue and say, no, even Grama is going to be Aser. That's 1a, that's 1b, now let's go to approach number 2. Remember, approach number 2 is that it's working, the Mitzvahs Lehanas Netnu works like the Torah's Tachia, right? The Mitzvah comes along and is Dochep, the Isser Hana. So we had two different versions of that. Remember, we call it 2a, which is a Sholomesh's version, that right, the mitzvah is Doraisa, and then the Isra'na is knocked down to a Durabanan because it's considered Ones and Sholoka Derachana. So again, within the Sholomesh's version, 2a, you can simply say that the Manda Amar Mitzvah's Lehanas Nenu disagrees with that huge Chiddush. Disagrees with this idea that the Hana coming from kiyum mitzvos is considered ones, and therefore it's considered shaloka nerachana. I would say that's the simplest way. Right? That would say, like, you know, that's the weak point of the Shol Mishiv, is to say that anytime you're doing a mitzvah, it's begedr ones. Therefore, any hana that's considered shaloka nerachana, that's a huge chiddush. So the pashtus, the manda amar mitzvos lehonas nenu, would just argue and say, no, that's not begedr ones. It's not shaloka nerachana. It's still considered Darachana, they were still Asr Midaraisa, and therefore the mitzvah Daraisa can't overcome. Yeah. So according to 2B, Rosenzweig's follows the halachas, you'd have to say, remember the chiddush there is that the mitzvah Daraisa can override the Isr Hana Midaraisa, right? Even if you don't have all the conditions in the mitzvah of Asr. So it could be, they're going to argue on that point. And the Manda Amar mitzvahs lehanas nenu is going to say, no, Isuri Ana is not a unique Isur, which could therefore be nitches by a mitzvah to Oraisa, even without all the Tanayim of Asid HaKolosa say. No, right, only when you have all the Tanayim of Asid HaKolosa say, but right, and that doesn't seem to be going on here, and therefore mitzvahs lehanas nenu. So right, so in short, again, the assumption, even according to my followers, Mahalach, is that like Isuri, the Isur Ana mito Oraisa is a unique Isur, which is therefore subject to Dechia, more than any other Isser. So the Mandam or Mitzvah Leonis, they're just going to say no. They're going to disagree with that Kiddush and say no. Right? Unless you have all the conditions of Asa Dechalosa, say, which were not necessarily in every single case of Mrs. Leonis, they knew. Therefore, it's not going to work. But, yeah.
According to a Rosenzweig's trap, should you sometimes say Mrs. Leonis in there? If you have all the.
Meaning.
Oh, no, sorry.
Mean the other way.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Meaning, yeah. It's fine. Okay, good. So up until now, we discussed the potential existence of the Manda Amar Mitzvahs Lehanas Nenu. Discussed there are three potential Amarayim who could have held it: Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah Chavches, Ze'iri in Chulin Peites, and the Baye in the Daran Tazayin. Point out, not everyone agrees to that. And then we just gave the analysis of what the basis of that shita would be. And as right, Stephen was saying, you have to really analyze it within all the approaches to Mrs. Lovely Hanas Nenu, figuring out which aspect, right, which hanacha, which assumption of that approach is the mitzvah, is the manda amar, Mrs. Lehanas Nenu going to argue with. To finish up, it's an appropriate way to have a last shiur on this topic, is whether there's a particular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the exception to the rule of mitzvahs Lovely Hanas Nenu. We're going to see in a moment, there's some beautiful makoros which seem to say that even though we paskin mitzvos lavehanos nenu, ninu, when it comes to almost all mitzvos, there's a potential exception of Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah might be, you might paskin when it comes to Talmud Torah, mitzvos lehanos nenu.
So why?
Let's see. Right. So there's some of these are very famous makoros that some of the part of the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is for a person to enjoy, to be nana from it. We'll see in a moment inside, and then we're just going to go through the makoros who seem to suggest this very mechudish idea, and then we're going to analyze it. How is this going to work according to all the different approaches to mitzvah Talmud Torah? Okay, so the earliest source for this idea is the Rabbi Avram Minahar, right? A Rishon who seems to say this idea. That hana is part of the geder mitzvah, part of the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Shalom, you want to go for it? Right, and he's coming off of the halacha in the Gemara in the Darim, which says that if you make a neder, and make a neder against certain svarim, that it's usher to learn from those svarim. And the question is, what do you mean? You're doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvahs la de'anas nenu. Why can't you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with svarim? Even though you're no derhana from it, just like you, if you're no derhana from a shofar, you can do the mitzvah of shofar. Why does that extend to Talmud Torah? That's the question that Rabbi Avraham Minahar is bothered by. So go for it. The ikuman. Why don't you apply mitzvah la derhana to learning svara, which you're no derhana from? Oh, it says. When it comes to a typical Maisa Mitzvah, we say the primary motivation is Gzeras HaMelech, Le'ol Nitnu. And we'll see. If you remember, Rabbi Avraham Minahar is actually one of the people who adopts Approach 1A. Right? If you go back to your notes, that's one of the early Makoros. He says this idea that it's Le'ol Nitnu and it's not Le'ol Nitnu. Right? Kamoshi Parashna Be'ilim Mitarim. Fine. Aval, this is the key. This key line. When it comes to mitzvahs liman, which is all about, right, getting a certain, right, attaining a certain yedias emes, right, ikar hatzivoy hu kdei letzayir haemes ule sanig ule henos b'mada, right, with the knowledge, not Torah mada, but right, with the knowledge, the sameach levavo v'sivu. Right, so he's saying part, beautiful piece, part of the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to enjoy the process of the learning. It's the pasuk says, "Pukudi Hashem Yisharim Samech Elev." Right, the learning, the commands, the tzivuyim of Hashem are not only Yisharim, but they're also these commands, these tzivuyim are Samech Elev. Their purpose is to, you know, bring simcha to a person, and therefore there's another nafkin. You know, Mishumachi. All right, and therefore, that's all we know. Talmud Torah is associated with Hana. Therefore, it's also for an Avil to learn. Hilkach is another important line. So he says, the klal of mitzvahs lav leihanas ninu does not apply to Talmud Torah. Again, she'ikr mitzvaso is the Hana and the Tanug. Right? It's very, very clear, Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, saying fundamentally the klal of mitzvahs lalehanas ninu does not apply to Talmud Torah, because part of the ikar mitzvah is to enjoy, the limud is to enjoy the Talmud Torah. That's Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, beautiful, beautiful Rishon, saying this beautiful idea. But it comes up a little later. And we're going to see that Taz mentioned this, but with a little nekuda, he's a little different than Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, and a little different than the Eglei Tal that we'll see afterwards. So again, the Taz is basically dealing with, it seems like, a stira in Shulchan Aruch, right? Stephen, you mind reading the Shulchan Aruch? This is in Hilchos, this is in Yoredeya, and around the Hilchos Nedarim, right? Simon Reish Chaf Aleph, it seems to be a stira between Yud Aleph and Yud Gimel.
It's much of the skull with Kishul Mitzvah.
Sorry, first the Shulchan Aruch.
Oh.
Right, but, so Yud Aleph is first, in Aser.
In Aser, Sefer Shal Chavira, Aser Lene Aser Luma, but you can't learn from a Sefer, that's Aser Banah.
Exactly, right? If you make took a neder against your friend Sefer, right?
So
or the opposite, if you've asked, you're safer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whatever direction it is. The point is, if there's a neder against you from a safer, it's also to learn.
Okay. Yigimel says, Mudra Hanami Shofar, and Mudra Tko was Kishol Mitzvah. That you're allowed to get benefit from Kishol Mitzvah because the Chorah
misses
all the Hanami.
Exactly.
Mudra Hanami Maya, and Tobu was Kishol Mitzvah, like you're not getting the Hanasa Guf.
Two from away from each other. What is it? Do you hold Mitzvah Lavi Arasinu? Or you do, or do you not? So Taz comes along and answers the question.
This is much of the scroll of Kishol Mitzvah. Be'orachai, I'm assuming tough kuf pay. Vav Beis Yosef, Kasav Rishim Kolbo. Didavka Acher Yiskalo.
This is the Kolbo we saw. When you know there's Hana from a shofar, and it says much of the Kolbo, that's Davka, someone else can blow for you.
Yeah. Aval Hamudar Asmo, Lo Yiskal. The Pam Shadam Nen Abashu Tokea. Because it's fun to blow the shofar.
Exactly. This is the factor of Hanas Aguf. Right? So this is the big, remember, this is the famous Kolbo, which says, right, Mitzvah Slav Hanas Tenu does not include Hanas Aguf, and therefore you can't blow yourself. It's very important that context, because it says, Lefizeh.
Lefizeh vada lo kasha midi mea hidis if he had aleph, she also learned the safer Hanas Arlov, belav hai svara shekasavti sham. Elamitam dehacha devade hatorim samachas leib shriyasu lum b'me'evla imkain lo dam yahai mitzvah l'shar mitzvahs d'amrinan la v'hamsin alabazeh nimshach hanal adam.
So the Taz is saying the way to resolve that seer in the Shulchan Aruch is by saying that generally mitzvahs la v'hamsin ninu, but that klal mitzvahs la v'hamsin ninu does not apply to Talmud Torah. But it's important to know there's a slight difference between the way the Taz says it and the way that Rabbi Avraham Minahar says it. Rabbi Avraham Minahar sounds like part of like the Gedder HaMitzvah, part of the Ikr Mitzvah, Rabbi Avraham Minahar's Lashon, is the Tanuk. The Taz, by comparing it to the Kolbo's case of Hanas Aguf, it sounds like the Taz is not necessarily going that far to say part of the Ikr Mitzvah is the Hana. He's just saying, just like when it comes to shofar, right, if blowing the shofar is going to be accompanied by Hanas Aguf, that's going to be a problem. So it sounds like he's saying that the hana, the enjoyment you're going to get from learning, is like similar to hana saguf. So it's important. So practically, the Taz says that mitzvahs lavli hanas doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, but not like the Rabbi Avraham Menahar and the Ekle Tal we'll see in a moment, because part of the Iker mitzvah is the Anah. Sounds like no, because Anah is always associated with Talmud Torah, therefore it's as if this mitzvah of Talmud Torah is always accompanied with Hanas Agav. So it's a slightly different version. It's less like fundamental. You don't have a riot from the Taz that part of the Iker mitzvah is for you to enjoy it. He's just saying it's always a byproduct of it, which is also inspiring in that sense, that's a necessary byproduct of it, but not as fundamental as Rabbi Avraham Menahar is saying it. So at the end of the day, Taz does agree that mitzvahs la'dehanas ninu doesn't apply, but it sounds like more because it's like considered hanas agav. But let's go to the Egel HaTal. So the Egel HaTal is like, whenever you hear like, you know, any, you know, drasha, like, supposed to enjoy the learning, they always quote this Hakdama to the Egel HaTal. They should have. In fact, they don't quote the Taz. We just explained why not, because that's not as fundamental. But Rabbi Avraham Menahar really is the precursor to the Egel HaTal. So they really should quote Rabbi Avraham Menahar. Okay, but either way, the Egel HaTal is also a beautiful, beautiful piece. So this is the Egel HaTal in his Hakdama, right? Egel HaTal is really a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, but being a Chassidish Rebbe, he wants to explain why enjoying your learning is so important. Okay, so the Egel HaTal starts off, right, Shalom? Would you mind? By quoting people who say, you're Davka supposed to learn not to enjoy it. Like, there's no better Lashma of Talmud Torah, says these Toim, than to, like, learn without enjoying it. Right, when you're doing mitzvahs without enjoying it, that's totally Lashma. And the Egel HaTal is like, what are you talking about? Totally off. So let's see the presentation. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Yeah. It's a little poetic, right? Umidi Dabi. Zachar is Karenu, right? Play on the pasuk there. Right, Masha Shemati, this is what I heard. So the people are learning and they're enjoying it. They're not doing it lishma, says these other people. So it's better to do, says these people, better to do it without enjoying it. So he's saying, right, you're diluting like the pristine mitzvah with your own hana. That's what these other people are saying. Okay, MS. It's a widespread toes, whatever you want to. Oh, but Adar, that is the key. That's the key, right? Like the Rabbi Avraham Menahar. The Iker mitzvah of Limud Torah is to enjoy it. And he's explaining why. V'oz, when you enjoy it. Right? This is fascinating. Right? When you enjoy it, then you really internalize it. Literally, it becomes like, you know, nivla, you know, soaked up in your blood. I mean, figurative language, obviously. You really only internalize, right? You only internalize the Torah when you learn it with enjoying it. Right? And when you enjoy it, then you really become connected to it. And then he brings a raya, right? He brings a raya from the Zohar, which says that, you know, it's for the Yetzer HaTov, is right, the Yetzer HaTov is misgadol when you enjoy the learning. He says, obviously, that's a riot that you're supposed to enjoy the learning, because if enjoying the learning was a bad thing, then you wouldn't be miskadel. You wouldn't, you know, grow the Yetzahara, Yetzer HaTov from that. It would be bad. So obviously, that's his riot. So he continues. So the Zohar approves. Yeah, so this is the last line of Alomid. Sorry. This is important, a caveat. Umodina, three lines up, after the period. He's saying, don't take my statement to the extreme. Don't say like, oh, it's all about the enjoyment. So like, oh, that means if you're learning just because you enjoy it, they say like the intellectual curiosity. If you're just doing it for the enjoyment, but not because it's like Torah Hashem, not because of the mitzvah. That's not what I meant. That is Nikra Shelo Lishma. Right? That's just like, he's like, kiha, the ochel matzah, shalol l'shem mitzvah, rak l'shem tanah v'chila. That's like just eating matzah because you like taste of matzah. Of course, that's shalol l'shma. But again, you still should do it. You talk shalol l'shma. Bal l'shma, aval alomid is the key. Bal So the ideal is to learn l'shem mitzvah, because this is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and to enjoy it. because and but you're doing it l'shem mitzvah and because you're enjoying it. How is it limud l'shma? That is limud l'shma. Ukulo kodesh. It's fully kadosh. Ki gam hatanuk mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also the enjoyment. Beautiful, beautiful piece, right? So again, the Eichel Tal, Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, right, are both saying it's reason mitzvahs lehanas when it comes to Talmud Torah, because that's the Iker mitzvah. Taz saying mitzvahs lehanas because the enjoyment is considered like hanas aguf. But that's all, you know, the Shitos who are saying that mitzvahs lehanas nitnu applies to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But there is a Rishon who seems to apply mitzvahs lovely Hanas Nitnu, also to Talmud Torah. Ari, who is that?
The Ran.
Right, so again, this is in the Gemara Nedarim. Amen Hayam Beis, the Mishnah there says, if you're Mudar Hanam Echaviro, you take a Neder from a friend, you can still be Malamdo Medrash, you can still teach a Medrash. And the question is, why? Right, aren't you providing a Mana? So the Pshat is, the Ran is Malamdo Medrash, again, this is the Ran in Nedarim, Amen Hayam Beis, says the mitzvos, lovely Hanas Nitnu. Right, so it's very important. So if you're looking for a Rishon who explicitly applies mitzvahs lovely on us to Talmud Torah, you have the Ran in the Ran in the. So let's just analyze this and explain maybe why the Ran is Lashitasa. So let's just analyze, right, this idea of saying that there's an exception, that there is a mitzvah such as Talmud Torah, which is the exception that is mitzvahs Leonis Nenu. Question is, does that work for all the approaches? Right? Well, all the approaches, you know, are all of them nitan to have an exception. So I'd like to point out that again, it's going to depend. If you take approach 1A, remember, approach 1A is that the reason for mitzvahs lavei hanas nenu is because mitzvahs, the purpose, is la'ol, gzeres ha-melech, and not hana. So if that's the basis of mitzvahs lavei hanas nenu, so then it's possible to say that maybe while that hashkafic idea is true by most mitzvahs, maybe there are certain exceptions, such as Talmud Torah, where its purpose is not just gzeres ha-melech, but its purpose is also lehanas nitnu. So again, according to approach A should be open to certain exceptions, because maybe there are certain mitzvos whose ikar purpose is the ana. This actually works out beautifully with Lishitasa. Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, point out, is one of the people who adopts approach 1A. Is the pshat mitzvah lehanas nitnu, is that it's gzeres ha-melech. But the same Rabbi Avraham in Ahar is going to say, but this is an exception. There's a mitzvah called Talmud Torah. Where was Leonis Nitnu? So it works out beautifully that Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, the same person who adopts approach 1A, when he points out Misvara 1A, would be open to Chilukim, he is Mechalik and says there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is Leonis Nitnu. That is Rabbi Avraham in Ahar. If you go to approach 1B, again, the basis of approach 1B is really a din in Isuri Hana, right? The idea of grumma. That you only violate Isuri Hana when the Hana being derived from the Chetza is direct. But if it's grumma, if it's indirect, there's no Isuri Hana. So again, Ari, is that open to be machalik between different types of mitzvahs?
Yeah, why not?
But when it comes to different types of mitzvahs, does that change how direct or indirect it is?
Oh, no, it's always.
Exactly, yeah. Right? If the basis of 1B, right? If the basis of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Nenu is a din in Isuri Hana, that it's just grama, right? When you're getting a Hanas Mitzvah from a Chetza, that's not direct, that's indirect, so there's no room to be mechalik between different mitzvahs. And that might be Prat, Ron Lashitaso. Remember, the Ran in Sukkah, like the Ritzvah, was the one who said that this grama Pshat, the Pshat of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Nenu is that, right? It's right, you didn't violate Isur, you didn't violate the Isur Hana because you're not, it's grama, right? You didn't get direct Hana from the Chetza. So if a Ran Lishitasa is going to say, yeah, Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Nenu also applies to Talmud Torah, because at the end of the day, when you're learning from a Sefer, right, is that the pages of the Sefer directly giving you Hana? No. You're learning it, you're contemplating the concepts, and then you're getting Hana from that. That is indirect. Same thing from the person. So you learn Torah from someone, they present certain concepts, we discussed in Seder, right? They present certain concepts to you, you think about those concepts, and then those concepts hopefully bring you another. Again, that's all indirect. So again, Ran, Meshitaso, who accepts this approach 1B, that it's all based on the heter of Mrs. Lavi Hanasen, who's based on Grama, Meshitaso is going to apply this by all mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the last thing, I'll just conclude with this, again, approach number 2, it's about a dechia, right? That the mitzvah is able to override an isur hanah. Presumably, presumably there's also no reason to be mechalek between different mitzvahs, right? Right at the end of the day, the mitzvah is going to override the hana. And similarly, that shouldn't depend on particular mitzvahs. Perhaps within the Shaul Meshes version, perhaps you can mechalek. And according to the Shaul Meshes version, that the basis of that dechia is that the hana is considered shelo kederech. Perhaps you can say that, oh, but if the intended purpose of a certain mitzvah, like Talmud Torah, is for the hana, so maybe that wouldn't be considered shelo kederech. Right? So again, generally, so like for sure, in my followers' version, that it's just the mitzvah v'idocha the yisra hana, there shouldn't be a reason to mechalek between different mitzvahs. But according to Shaul Meshes' version, because the whole basis of that tachia is knocking the Isra Hana down to Durabana based on Shaloka Derech Hana, maybe you can say that if the Hana is the Iker purpose or part of the Iker mitzvah, then maybe it wouldn't be considered Shaloka Derech Hana. So with this, we will stop here, and hopefully we'll be mechazik from these shitos that say that Hana is part of the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's what we do in Rosh Hashanah. Not only learn all day, but hopefully also nene from it as well.